God is good all the time, every time, even when we're not. Amen. He's faithful. What a time and season we are in. It continues. It continues. It continues. Things are happening. God is moving. The shaking and the quaking and the exposure. Again, we are reaching the height of the second wind. Remember, the first wind came to expose, remove, blow off the tops of everything that's been covered so that there could be exposure. The second wind is bringing restoration, provision, strategy to the body. I've shared with you already that God is going to glorify his body before he glorifies his head. Is everybody okay? In other words, he's going to come through the body first. You know, all the things that are happening, people don't realize that some of this is the wrath of God. Now, the wrath of God is good and bad. It's good for me and you, but it's bad for those who are the unrighteous. You know, there's the wrath of God in Revelation, and there's the wrath of God. Because, first of all, God brings conviction, brings chastening. He brings judgment. Then he brings wrath. Now, again, the wrath of God is the final wrath is in Revelation time. And that's to destroy all powers of darkness. But one of the things he's doing right now is driving them back. He's allowing them to destroy themselves. As you and I praise and worship the Lord ambushes our enemies. They actually destroy one another, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. That praise and worship leader went, that they went before the military. And by the time they got to the place of war, God had already ambushed their enemies, brought blindness and confusion in their camp, and they ended up killing each other. And by the time the Israelites, their army got to the place, everybody was dead. And they took the spoil. They were there 3 days picking up all the precious spoil. We're about to see a lot of that right now. We're in it. So again, even though that the wrath of God, so many times people think of the wrath of God as the final wine press of the wrath of God in the book of Revelations. But there is a wrath of God called the vengeance of God. Amen? See, the vengeance of God is the wrath of God. And this is what he didn't speak when he first came. In the book of Isaiah, it talks about the Lord declaring, the book of Isaiah, decreeing that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. Amen? But the last part of that, it says, in the vengeance and the day of our God. But he never spoke that because it wasn't time for the vengeance. But now it is. See, so when he came the first time, at the first coming, he told us in this that it'd be basically 40 jubilees before he came again. Think about this. Everything's about 40. 40. Why? Because that's 2,000 years. When he rose from the dead, it was 40 days later that he hung around, didn't he? How many days was he in the tempted by the devil? 40 days. How many? Look how long we've been tempted. 40 days. 40 jubilees is 2,000 years. Is everybody okay? So the wrath of God must be understood that it just doesn't mean that God's wrath is going to come and we're all going to be involved in it. No. The wrath of God is not laid up for the righteous. It is laid up for the unrighteous, the rebellious, the wicked, the fornicator, the perjurer, the liar, the cheater. Everybody okay? Go to Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all what? Ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they know the truth. They're preventing the truth from coming out. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. So these individuals know the truth, but they're choosing not to allow the truth to come out. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and the birds, and the four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Are we seeing any of this now? Yes, why? Because it's the wrath of God. Does everybody understand that? That's why you have transgenders and all this other stuff, promoters of homosexual, lesbians, and all this other fornications. And verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burn in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due, which is death. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting. Are we seeing this now? Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. They are backbiters, haters of God. Does everybody see they are haters of God, even though some of them proclaim to be Christians? Amen? But they actually hate God. They pretend to love God. They have a form of godliness, but the inside, they are haters of God. Why? Because they've been taken over by demonic spirits. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Sounds like, what's that organization called? I don't know. I want to say Fativa or whatever. Antiva. Yeah. Antiva. They're like this, these organizations. You got Planned Parenthood. They're like this. You got, what's the other one? Black whatever. Black Lives Matter. They got they have no heart towards the black. They're out to kill everybody. Amen? Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So the wrath of God is not only coming upon an individual that promotes this stuff, that's a part of it, but also votes for it. Think about that. That's why in Hosea it says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge, lack of truth, lack of understanding of what's going on. We're to discern the times and seasons we're in. It's our responsibility. Amen? Hallelujah. Colossians 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your thoughts, your mind, on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, when Christ, who is our life, appears. So if Christ is not our life, then the devil is theirs. Does everybody get it? When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Here's he talking about. Your members of desire, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the what? Sons of disobedience. In which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free. But Christ is in all, is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on what? Tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be what? Be what? Thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. He talked about sons of disobedience. Wrath of God comes. In John chapter 3 and verse 27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy is mine is fulfilled. He must what? Increase, but I must what? Decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. Who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Now, what's the word believe mean? To follow. To follow. So to follow the Son, you escape wrath. But not to follow the Son, it abides on you. It's connected to you. Jude in verse 12. This is what he says about them. He says, these are spots in your love feast while they feast with you without fear. In other words, what kind of fear of God? Serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds. Late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead. Pulled up by the roots. I've gone to some restaurants, and when they bring me vegetables, I make sure that they don't kill them twice. And when they come back, because I always ask, I said, man, don't kill these vegetables, please. And when they come back, they're almost, I said, man, these have been killed twice, or twice dead vegetables. And they bring me new ones. Verse 13. Raging waves of the sea, foaming up in their own shame. Wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness or of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these individuals, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all. Again, this is the wrath of God, isn't it? He's executing judgment. To convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. Boy, do you see that all over. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be what? Mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not being led by the Spirit of God. See, now he might have been baptized in the Holy Spirit with tongues, but then they've drifted. And they're no longer led by the Spirit of God. They're led by the flesh. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in tongues. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. In other words, have discernment. But on others, say with what? Fear. Pulling them out of the fire. Hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. See, we're to keep our garments clean and white. Amen? Hallelujah. These do not, they are not, these individuals are not led by the Holy Spirit, but the spirit of Antichrist. This is what we're seeing all over. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, and let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words or flattering words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not what? Be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who have fallen asleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? The days are what? Evil. We are in evil times right now. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Is that happening? Yes, many people are drifting. But according to their own desires, in other words, they're putting their agenda before God's. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry, fulfill your calling. Remember, we are called. Amen. We have a purpose and we have a destiny. Called, purpose, and destiny. Itching ears, open to hear. See, the only thing that they're really hearing is deception. That's what their ears are open to. And they're agreeing with it. But they're shutting down truth. Ephesians 2:1. In you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. According to who? The prince of the power of the air, which is the Antichrist spirit. The spirit who now works in the sons of what? Disobedience. So what you're seeing out there is this spirit of Antichrist in individuals, influencing them. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. In other words, if you're children of wrath, you're under the wrath of God. But God, who is rich in his mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. What is grace? God's plan of escape. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So by his plan you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So the gift of grace is God's gift of plan of escape. But not many people grab hold of it. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Oh, how powerful. How powerful. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not what? Don't love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If the love of the Father is not in him, is the wrath of God coming on them? Yes. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Anybody here know of somebody that's not doing the will of God? Don't raise your hand, because we all do. Amen. Hopefully they'll turn their way by the time the wrath of God is released in its fullness. But it's slowly creeping more and more and more and more. Why? One of the purposes of God's judgments is to awaken people. Amen? So that they would turn. Now, I can tell you that there's been many people who've called that are sick or whatever, some kind of trauma or whatever happened in their life, and they want prayer. And one of the things I'll ask them is, God got your attention? Yes. It's amazing what we got to go through to get allow God to get our attention. Amen. He might have been tapping on somebody's shoulder, and things got worse. Something chaotic happened, trauma, whatever it may be. What happens is usually somebody associated with it turns and gets closer to the Lord. But, you know, why wait for that to happen? Let's get close as much as we can now. He says in verse 18, little children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. It says that they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were us. Does everybody understand that? In other words, the spirit of Antichrist moved them out. You know, one of the things that the Lord said to me, because I was asking him, I said, you know, Lord, you said you go after your sheep. He said, yes, the lost sheep. He said, but my lost sheep were in a flock. He said, there are many who've come and gone, but they were not part of the flock. They're not my sheep. They're goats. Remember, he goes after the lost sheep. He doesn't go after the goats. Does everybody get that? Why? Because usually the goats go through traumas and go through all kinds of other stuff till they finally turn around. And they come into a fellowship where God can raise them up and minister to them and feed them. But if they choose to leave and go out and, you know, and fall back into the world again and all the lusts of the world, then they become a lost sheep. He'll go after them. Amen? Hallelujah. In verse 20, but he says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. In other words, we know these things. I'm not written you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and that no lies are the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Hallelujah. So we know that the Antichrist spirit is bringing pulling in the area to where the children are becoming disobedient because they're being influenced. Humanity is being influenced. We know that the Antichrist spirit puts people in position. I mean, look at the so-called president of the United States. Look at all the Obamanites. Those are all Antichrist. They worship Satan. You know, it's very possible. Who knows? You know, the Bible says that the Antichrist won't desire women. Think about this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, are we in the latter times, that some will depart from the what? Faith. That means following. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and what? Doctrines of demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, no conscience. They can murder, cut up people. No conscience. Why? They've severed all conviction. They've denied the Holy Spirit. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. This is where the media comes in. Why? Because what are they doing? Doctrines of demons. And when they release these doctrines of demons, please understand this. Spirits follow. Spirits follow words that are promoted from the flesh and from darkness. Everybody get it? They're attached to them. When they do music, they take that music, the master recording, they bring it into the witch's coven, and 12 witches stand around it, and they call up all demons and curse so that every demon... all these demons follow the words from that music. Anybody ever remember Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? Some of you might not know about them. Anyways, he exposed them. Stevie Nicks and all of them, that's what they were all doing. Even the Beatles, they all practiced worship. They were satanic worshipers. That's how they got where they got. Think about Elton John's music. Man, you follow the music. What was the Rolling Stones music? Mick Jagger, Guess My Name. Who was he talking about? Lucifer. You know, when we were young and stupid, We didn't really realize the lyrics were all promoting evil, causing lust. You know, think about how the whole world changed when the Beatles came on. The whole world changed because of the music. Well, who's the was the praise and worship leader of the universe for God? Lucifer. He brought his own orchestra to the earth, created all kinds of music to bring people into lust, helter skelter. Think about all of this music that was heard for all of these years when we grew up. And we thought it was great, man. You know, I mean, some of the finest musicians, not knowing that they were influenced by demons. What's her name? Beyonce? I mean, she talks about that spirit that comes in her so she can perform. These people are satanic worshipers. They do it for fame and fortune. And there's things that they must practice to maintain their position. Things that you and I would puke over because they're so defiling. It's terrible. Anyways, and we got some videos on it and teachings all over them. And go to, is it still on Eternal Library? Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? 2 Timothy 3. Hallelujah. Verse 1, let's speak it. 2 Timothy 3. But know this, that in the last days, hello, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of what? Themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. From such people turn away. For this are a sort of who creep into households and ministries and corporations and make corruptible and take captives of corruptible men, women, load them down with sins and led away with various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses. So do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all, as theirs also was. In other words, they're not going to escape. Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Is that happening? Oh, yeah. That was a part of the first wind. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So there are, you know, things are shaking, man, all over. You're going to have to endure the shaking. He wants to know whether we're genuine or generic. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hosea chapter 6. I shared all this to bring us to this. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. Verse 1. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. So I want you to know that in this time, we're going to step into more healings. More things are going to be released. The early and latter rain and the second mantle. Why? Because God is going to glorify the body of Christ. But we're going to be shaken. We got to endure. We got to hold on. We can't be distracted or misled. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. Now, the Bible says in Peter, one day with the Lord is equal to 1,000 years. Amen? So 2 days would be what? 2,000 years. Very good. Now, from the time of Jesus' first coming, right? Death and resurrection. Amen? All the way to now, we're coming into the end of the second day. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will what? Raise us up. That we may live in his sight. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Oh my God. Okay. The Bible tells us, according to Genesis, in chapter 6, that God has considered man's time 120 years, which is actually, in that he was speaking of 120 jubilees. 120 jubilees equals 6,000 years of man's, existence, but as a humanite. So things change. Okay. So, again, his first coming to his second coming will be 40 jubilees, or 2,000 years. Is everybody with me? So, in other words, 2,000 years is considered the second day, which is going to be 6,000 years then when it's fulfilled. Amen? The third day will be the 7,000th year, which we will live with Christ for 1,000 years. That's the time of rest. Is everybody with me? So we can expect revival, healing, early and latter rain. It's got to come because it must be fulfilled. In Revelation chapter 20, in verse 1, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. This is going to be during the third day. Somebody with me? It'll be 1,000 years. He will cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years are finished. But after these, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones and they that sat on them, and the judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the testimony of the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image. Now, his image will be artificial intelligence. And had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for what? 1,000 years. That is the third day or the 7,000th year. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That is called the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles. There will be 1,000-year reign on the earth with the Lord. Now, I truly believe that right now, between 2023 to 2030, because that's when the second day comes to an end, supposedly according to time sequences, where the 2,000 years will be fulfilled, 2030. That means that there's 7 years. Does it mean that there's 7 years left? Only God knows exactly that. But I believe that we are going to enter the time of these next 7 years. That the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine will run parallel. There'll be chaos and there'll be blessings and prosperity. It may fluctuate up and down, but I believe that the 7 years will run all the way up to 2030. Why? Because it's chaos that causes people to run over to Christ. Why? This will be the greatest harvest in humanity. Now, we could be off, but we've never seen the world of the ways it is now, is it? Where the enemy will be pushed back. Will the enemy be more exposed? Why? Because the body of Christ is now standing up like it hasn't for a long time. Finally. People are now running for political positions that are righteous. They're exposing judges. They're exposing the wickedness, the voting. You know, when we really find out all the wickedness that has been going on, all the drugs. I mean, the drugs aren't drugs anymore. They're chemical warfare. They're biological chemicals that are eating. Now they got flesh-eating meth and heroin and all kinds. They're putting this flesh-eating substance in it. And these people are, it's eating their flesh. And the Antichrist governments are promoting it and supplying it. But God's putting a cease to this. He's exposing it. He's waking up his people. He's educating them. Why? Because they've been destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of the truth. So we've got to stand firm and stand strong. Our focus is to spiritually warfare. You have a warfare prayer in that booklet. Pray it. Call the destructive fire down on these places, on these operations and corrupt corporations. Man, it's time. It's time to fight. It's time to get up. It's time to battle. And it's time to warfare. We're changing our name from Penetrating Prayer Book to Warrior Handbook. Because that's what it is. It's a warrior handbook. We are warriors. We weren't rescued just to get things restored to us. We were rescued to fulfill His purpose. If you fulfill His purpose, things will get restored. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word tonight. We love you. You're awesome and you're mighty. And we welcome your wrath to this earth to bring awakening, to bring shaking, to bring salvation, and to expose the wickedness that your body may be raised up to fight, battle, and infiltrate every seat and position of authority globally, and bring in your greatest harvest for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.